This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, it's about that time. We tried to mentally prepare you for transition, and well, now it's here. Had a fun show with Russell Dorsey. Thanks so much, Russell, for sitting in and hanging out. We appreciate you.
Of course.
We talked about the Cubs. We talked about the Brewers. Russell declared that the Cubs will get within one game of the Brewers, but they will not catch them. I vehemently disagree. We also talked about Kyle Tucker. He's back, but some other guys have been getting a little, you know, cover for their poor performance here in the second half. His buddy Xavier Scruggs joined us to talk a little ball. Also, cut down day is here. We talked about Andrew Billings and why if they don't keep Andrew Billings and they think they can be good without him, it's okay to get rid of guys who were maybe good but on a bad team if you want to flip things over and get the guys who are in charge now to get what they need to be good. Herb Howard also joined us from Hallis Hall as well. And it was just a fun show overall, in my opinion. Did you have fun?
I had a great time, Marshall.
That's all I need to hear. Now we're going to turn it over. It is Lawrence Holmes, and Anthony Heron is somewhere out there in the ether.
He's there.
Yeah,
he is there, and he is hanging out with me because he's got, what was it, Big Ant? Are you doing three games this weekend? So as soon as you're done, you're just going to go to the airport and do your games?
I'm making some personal history this week. I've had multiple games in week one before, fellas, but it's going to be the first time I've ever had three games, especially when I was calling games out west with the Pac-12 network. I'd get like a Thursday game at, say, Arizona State or Utah, and then a Saturday game at USC or Oregon, something like that. Because week one, there's so much volume of games. Everyone's in their non-conference slate, so the power conference teams, they're all in their non-conference games. So there's more inventory for the networks with the major packages to kind of split their games up between a variety of crews. It's going to be the first time I've done three games. I've got the Thursday game this Thursday night at Camp Randall Stadium for the Wisconsin Badgers. They're facing Miami, Ohio. Then Saturday, I've got the Purdue Boilermakers. They're hosting Ball State. So you've got year three for Luke Fickell, and you've got the debut of Barry Odom at Purdue. And then Saturday, I've got the Black College Football Hall of Fame Classic for Westwood One. That's going to be at Tom Benson Stadium in Canton on a Sunday for Westwood One. So yes, it is a full week. The best part, though, is that from a prep perspective, because just preparing for one game, once you get into the flow of the season, is like having a midterm. I mean, you, Marshall, Lawrence, you both know about that.
I mean, Russ, too, because he's been doing a lot of games as well.
All right, yeah. You've been doing baseball, too, doing games and everything. So it's a different vibe, though, because for week one, there's a lot of lead time coming into the game. So I've had a chance to kind of get my mind wrapped around everything. So it's cool. I'm excited for it.
I mean, considering that stuff that Marshall was doing a few weeks ago, I'll never want that schedule.
That's cool.
That was a lot.
It's cool. Nah, 12 games in 3 days is fun, man.
Yeah, with people that you don't know. Like, that was the thing that drove me. You're like, had to do a whole thing.
And now dribbling up the court, some guy.
Speaking of Personal history, though. Is this personal history for Russ Dorsey? I don't believe I've ever seen him with sleeves on in the studio.
So that's what I'm trying to figure out.
That's
what I thought, but apparently I was wrong to spell, because earlier, before it got warm outside,
April,
he was in here with no...
I had a hoodie on.
He had a whole hoodie on, and the hoodie didn't even have his sleeves cut off.
Huh.
Can we go through...
I definitely would have assumed the sleeves were off on the hoodie from Russ.
Well, Big Ann and I were talking a little bit about this when he was on the show last week. Can we go through what it is that you did? Because you bulked and then cut, right? Isn't that what it was?
Yeah, I was November. After the GM meetings, I was 260, and then
Russ.
I'm 203 right now.
Russ and I weigh the same
weight. You were my size, Russ. Wow.
Yeah, but it was like I knew what I was doing with it.
Okay.
And then changed some things up in the diet to really like try to optimize and cut some things out and hadn't been drinking and all this other stuff. So 203.
And he has no rearview mirror, so he will not be looking back.
Lean and mean.
Okay.
I'm trying to get on somebody's practice squad, Ant.
How often does Russ deep squat? That's what I want to know. How often is Russ maxing out under the squat rack?
I'm not a believer in maxing out.
That was a shot at me, Russ.
No, because I don't want to get hurt.
That makes sense. And so that's why Russ is by far
the youngest person speaking right now, and yet he recognizes there are certain things in life that
you
got to
keep yourself available, and your best best ability is availability. So leg day, when I do squats, it is right now we're four working sets of 10. At 275, right? I don't need any more. Like, I'm not trying to be Saquon.
Yeah, he's already.
I don't need to.
He didn't like to hear that 275. He thought you were going to say a much lighter, younger number than 275.
Than that. Yeah. I don't need to squat 500 pounds. For what? I write about home runs for a living.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Marshall trying to be on that Nick Chubb. That's the problem.
No, I'm not. No Nick Chubb. No, none of that. I'm just trying to say.
I'm actually the one that does the maxing.
You're big time. Yeah. Mr. Deadlift.
Lawrence has got us all, I believe, in age and max, number of one rep max squats.
Yeah, but I mean, for someone who is 50, like that is an important thing to do, is to try to build strength. But I didn't do it without help. Like when I got to the point where I was like, hey, this is getting a little tenuous, I texted Olin and I was like, hey, what should I be doing this? And he was like, yes, but you should be doing it at a lot slower pace than what you're doing. And then he outlined for me how to do it, how to keep strength. And I was like, okay, I can work with an outline and a plan.
So Marshall has been on the 10-day IL for a couple of weeks now.
I was going
to
say.
Probably a good chance for it to the 60-day IL.
I
want to
tell you, it's probably closer to 60-day IL. So I invited Marshall because Marshall is one of my favorite people because he stays active and I know he gets in the gym. And so I invited him into my fitness group chat.
To the Oh, God, not oh. your fitness.
So it's the 20 and 30 year olds who work in professionals, but just like to stay in shape and keep everybody accountable. So I said, Marshall, come in my group chat. And so he comes in there, and we have the.
Are there a lot of conspiracies about carbs and stuff?
No.
It's way worse than that.
It's none of that. Everybody is just kind of helping each other stay accountable and stay on track.
Motivated. They're helping each other, all right.
We do these challenges, and we bring Marshall in, and Marshall comes in with his chest all out and says this, Lawrence.
I said, if I don't get hurt.
If the only way I'm not going to come in first is if I get hurt. He spoke it into existence. The 20 and 30 year olds were like, all right, big dog, we get it. You're in shape. And he kept saying, if the only way I won't be in first place is if I get hurt.
And I was in first place till the day I got hurt.
Part of it, I think part of this is his fault.
No.
You got it, big dog.
You got it, big dog.
No, you got it, big dog.
No, I let you have it. We let you have it. We let you cook.
Yeah, now the house is burned down.
We'll get a diagnosis. We'll get you back right.
Yeah, I'm not worried at all. Setbacks happen. I'd rather have health problems of this ilk than you are now obese and have all these
triple bypass. Morbidity.
Yeah, like we're not doing that.
I will tell you that some of the fittest guys I know have had to go through that, though, because sometimes it's just genetics. Sometimes it's just genetics that will come and find you.
Who said that, Russ, earlier today?
So Marshall was talking about gout all morning.
Not all morning. That's in our
not 4 hours of gout coverage brought to you by the score.
Yeah. No, but he was
your
like
your source for all the latest so the gout point,
news. And, all the point, latest gout
and
news.
The point is, he was like, oh, gout. My gout. Dad has gout, but I don't have to worry about that. I was like, bro, you can't outrun your genes. You cannot outrun your genes.
I think that Russ is definitely doing all the right stuff.
How old is Russell?
He's very young.
Yeah. I also watch my diet, the things I put in, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
I know what my dad's flare-ups have been my whole life, and I don't eat those foods.
And that's because he was out here getting fried shrimp and stuff.
My dad loves mushrooms on pizza, but it made his gout flare up, so
you can't have it.
Can't have it.
Oh, that's the thing. I didn't know
mushrooms. Okay. That's the first time I've heard of
that. I mean, Hall, the next time you do a transition, Hall will talk to you about gout. We can do more gout talk on the score.
I've seen him stumbling out of here with the gout.
And that's a man that runs like 5 miles a day.
Yeah. Wait, David Hall?
Oh, yeah. He has talked quite a bit about dealing with gout.
I honestly thought gout was a community thing.
So.
Like the diabetes.
Oh my goodness.
The diabetes.
Got the sugar.
The sugar.
Nobody I've ever met who had gout.
You need more white friends.
I got plenty. He has plenty. But they never talk about gout.
They're all young like you. That's think about how old David is. Think about how old I am.
That's right, Wilford Brimley. Who was younger when he did Cocoon than I am now.
Yeah, so
was he really?
I think he was 49. When he did Cocoon, it's messed up. But anyway, listen, we got to go.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because Nico Horner is going to be on the show coming up at 2:30. We're going to hear from Ben Johnson. It's cut down day. We're going to talk about that. What's going on with Jalen Johnson? We've got to discuss that. Jason Leisure will be on the show at 4 o'clock. Chris Emma's got a Bears report. When we come back, it's good that Ann is here on cut down day because he has suffered through cut down day. And we are going to talk to him about his experience next after Tanny's Open here on The Score.
This segment is sponsored by Jewel Osco.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.